You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Polly Hill and Samara Alofa. Morena, Polly Hill, how are you this morning?
Morena, team. I'm good, eh? I'm a bit tired.
Yeah. It's been a minute since we've caught up with you because you've been down in Pōneke doing Jane Campion's Film School, which we were just chatting about off air. Crazy experience, but so exciting. How are you finding it?
Yeah, it's amazing. The crew is amazing. The resources are amazing. I'm very, very lucky. And it's just like amazing to make and continue to work your craft without like mad pressure of an output. Like,
yeah,
I feel like that's unheard of.
Yeah, totally. Just the like, it, you know, the privilege of time is such such a cool thing for creative people, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard out. And like, I think like having Jane and Philippa as mentors is amazing, but I think they put a lot of emphasis on learning from one another. So that's kind of sick to have like a little community after it feeling like quite lonely for a while. Like,
yeah. Hard out. And you are someone who really thrives in community. You're so collaborative in nature with how you work, which is a good segue into this beautiful new track you've released with Samara, who you have collaborated on previously in like a formal context with the song that we just listened to, but also just all the time you seem to be bouncing ideas off each other. Mm-hmm. Alien Sex is the new track. Tell us a bit about how this song came about, Paloma.
Yeah, well, like you say, me and Mara have been collabing for a long time, so we have a bit of a like sonic language that we both know we resonate with.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think just like it felt like the right timing, like where we were at, like interpersonally, like with our own artist journeys, it felt like maybe the other songs we had in the vault, bar like Void, weren't quite ripe, but this project, this felt really right. And it's always this kind of the same way, like I find some frequencies, I'll like bash up a little beat and then I'll send it to Mara and be like, what do you think of this? And then they'll send it back and it's like the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
That's so good.
Like, sick, okay.
That's exactly what you want from a kind of a collaboration and a friendship, is like that shared language of being able to send something off and know that that they're going to bring back something that isn't what you expected necessarily, but comes from a place that you can kind of comprehend.
Yeah. And like we have like a shorthand like of comms now. Like I know if I don't hear the like get the demo back in a couple of days, I'm like, oh yeah, that one wasn't really for them. And then like sometimes like an hour later an email comes through and I'll be like, oh.
We're just trying to work out if the fire alarms have been doing a weird thing at BFM all morning.
False alarm.
I think it's just a false alarm. So we're going to carry on. Sorry about that.
No.
I'm just looking
exciting.
At the... It just keeps us all on our toes today. Yeah. Alien Sex is a really fun track. It is a sexy track. It's also like got a kind of interesting new sonic sound, sonic dimension for the both of you. What were you exploring when you were kind of creating the like textures on this?
Yeah. I think I was just like getting into... like developing my production skills, like because I came from like a hip hop background, obviously, so a lot of that is like looping kind of samples. But this was a lot of just like textures, which I found really exciting as a starting point. Textures, like visceral ones that feel quite like you can picture them when you hear them, and I'd just come off the back of doing some sound design for Silo Theatre for The Writer. So I had this like collection of like synths and stuff that I'd found and then kind of made my own. And I knew that like as soon as I started messing with them, I was like, oh yeah, this is a Samara moment.
Yeah, that's a nice feeling. What's it been like? Because you've been working across so many different mediums recently, you know, theatre, film, music. How do you feel when you're kind of almost code switching between those spaces? Does it feel like that, or do you just sort of draw from those different disciplines in what you're making at any given point?
Yeah, I've been thinking about this a little bit lately. It's always like when I'm doing one of them, I really want to be doing the other one.
Mm.
And so I think that that's like a good way to energize the like love for the craft or whichever one it is. But I also think they're like the same as well. Like I was saying the other day that it's all just storytelling to me. So the better I get at making film, I think the better I get at taking that to how to make a track and stuff. I don't know how I do it on a logical level. It's giving burnout, but we love what we do. So
we'll come absolutely barreling out of the last couple of years with full of ideas.
Yeah, maybe that's the thing, right? We just had that like incubation period for so many long, long months that when you do have the like luxury of time, you're like, let's go. Like, let me make everything I can make, because Lord knows when the world's going to blow up. Could be tomorrow.
Yeah.
At this rate.
It feels like a fruitful time for a lot of creative making, but I also think you're right. There's this like friction of burnout in the air too. How are you managing that for yourself and like within your communities as well? Because is it something you talk about with people like Samara? Do you kind of like check in when you're making stuff?
I don't think I'm the person to look to for how to deal with these things, because it's giving like deep repression and sort of work addiction. But I mean, that is partially why most of my collaborators are my friends, so that there's already like that layer of openness. I think I'd find it much more difficult to advocate for myself if I was like not working with people I love and trust and see me. I'd feel like a pressure of like being all goods. But when I'm with my friends and we're making, we just can be like, I actually feel real shit today.
Yeah.
Let's just move gently. Or like, I might rest today. And that's always like celebrated and understood. So that definitely helps.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think we should have a spin of this track. But what's coming down the pipeline? What have you guys been cooking up? Is there sort of longer projects in the works perhaps?
Yeah, there's a whole body of work there. Woo-hoo. that we've got ready to go. It's like quite a narrative little collection with a story, and we've got some visuals to go with that. So yeah, we're gonna showcase some of that at the Nightlight Festival this weekend, opening for Arlo Parks, which we sick.
Such a flex. That's a very, very cool,
oh my gosh,
very cool thing to be doing.
So lucky, eh? It's bizarre. And then what else? Yeah, just we'll have some visuals that coincide with that, and just hopefully can find a way to package it up and give you guys a show that feels maybe slightly more elevated.
Cool.
Incorporate some of our lesbian thespian sort of
the lesbian thespian vibe is strong.
Yeah, that's our whole brand.
Yeah. What day are you playing at Nightlights Festival?
We are Friday.
Awesome. So if anyone's heading down to Taranaki, make sure you grab a ticket to that. It's going to be very cool. Also a good excuse to get out of town for the weekend.
Yeah, get out of here.
Go for a roadie. Have some fun. Hey, Polly Hill, Paloma, thank you so much for coming in for a chat.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This is your track with Samara Alofa, Alien Sex. You're on BFM.
Your pupils dilated and stamina raised, lost in your gaze, fire and ice, moving through space. Why?
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.